I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Tis the season for some sweet deals on electronics, and it's perfect timing since TV is going strictly digital in 2009. That means your old solid-state set with the rabbit ears or foil antennas could finally be obsolete. Next month, the FCC plans to auction off analog frequencies that were used for broadcast TV. This auction won't just revolutionize our televisions, but it could mean major changes for our wireless service, too. Here to explain is News and Notes tech contributor Mario Armstrong. Hey, Mario.
Hey, Farai, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, this Good. Spectrum auction is complicated. It's a huge story.
It is.
What exactly is the FCC auctioning off? Who wants to buy it and why?
And why, right. What they are auctioning off is the 700 megahertz, okay, and what that means to the 700 megahertz spectrum. And what currently that spectrum is being used for right now is analog TV. So if you watch television, over-the-air broadcasts, your major networks, if you still have rabbit ears, things of that nature on your television, that spectrum is being replaced, and that is what the 700 megahertz spectrum is and what is being auctioned, because the FCC has mandated that the television industry move from analog to digital, and they've mandated a date of February 17th, 2009. So this is all in preparation of that transition. So this spectrum is going to become available, and people want to bid on it to create new advanced wireless opportunities or wireless services.
What kinds of services? I mean, people have been talking for a long time about total connectivity, where you'll be able to walk everywhere and
right.
people will be able to hound you on your cell phones with little blinky emails. Is that
blinky,
what we're talking
I like
about?
I like blinky. It may be even more than that, though, Farai. I mean, you're seeing the days now where people are accessing video, they're accessing blogs, podcasts, all types of things, and they're getting that information in real time. And that's putting some stress on the network. But what this has an opportunity to do, mainly because Google has kind of stepped in and has really lobbied the FCC hard to make what is called open access, make part of this spectrum open, make it available so that other companies, third-party companies, African-American-owned developers, software developers, so that they could actually create applications that wireless companies could use on their cell phones. And that's really what's getting kind of missed in the story. That's the monumental news or the monumental opportunity with this and the future of what applications could look like. And oh, by the way, Farai, this has been going on in Europe and Asia forever. So it's kind of like fine time to now find itself in its place in the U.S.
So when you talk about open access, I mean, most of us have a cell phone plan that is somewhat tailored and restricted. You say this could open it up a bit?
This could open it up a bit. I mean, you look at some of the recent announcements from companies like Verizon, someone who is notoriously known for not wanting to open up their network. They always were kind of like the walled garden approach. And so were many of the other telecommunications providers. They didn't see how it would make sense to them. But if you travel in Europe or Asia, you would know that you can pretty much buy any cell phone you want, regardless of the carrier, and then use that cell phone on that carrier. So it's more of a free-for-all, and you're not tied to only the company's offerings. And that open access is the start of not only from the handset side, but then also from the applications that could be running on these devices. So now Verizon has embraced this effort. AT&T is embracing the effort. T-Mobile and others are all saying this open access is good for the future of wireless development.
Now, you mentioned that African-American-owned businesses or small businesses might be able to develop these applications. But when you talk about the auction of this bandwidth, when the bandwidth was originally auctioned off, it was pretty much all white companies that got it, and it appreciated in value. Is it still going to be a situation where there's not any major black ownership of this bandwidth?
Yeah, that's a concern for several people. I mean, not just minorities in general. Where are they in terms of being able to bid on these opportunities? The bidding has already ended. I mean, the deadline was this past Monday. So if the companies – and they aren't announcing all of the bidders. The companies themselves are actually announcing if they've bid it or not. So – and this is kind of weird, because this is the first time the FCC has really kind of run this anonymous bidding process for this spectrum. And I really don't know what that's about. I'm still trying to find out why this particular process is being conducted anonymously. So that automatically gives me a little shaky feeling. But yeah, I think the opportunity is to not only make sure that if you are a telecommunications company, if you are in digital communications or internet communications, you clearly need to be abreast of these issues and being a part. You may want to join the Open Handset Alliance, which is the alliance that Google kind of started to create this open access and these discussion forums so that companies know of each other and can be more involved and more influential in the process. And if you're a developer, clearly you should be looking at this as an opportunity for you. So, Farai, to answer your question, I hope that we don't miss out on the telecommunication side opportunities. But if we do miss that for some reason, we shouldn't miss the application development side of this opportunity.
All right. We'll have to talk more about that. Mario, thank you.
Thank you, Farai.
Mario Armstrong is our News and Notes tech contributor.